I'm a little confused by the email that we got in for a second date update today. It's from a dude that says he went out on a date and everything went well. And even at the end of the date, he asked if he could have a kiss and she said yes.
Okay, that sounds all really successful.
The thing is, he never said if they did kiss. He just said she said yes. So I don't know if like they didn't actually kiss and that was that was enough for him. I'm not sure. But his name is Martin and he's on the phone. What's up, Martin?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Can I call you Marty? Call you Marty.
Actually, I'd prefer if you guys called me Hoppity.
Wait, what?
Hoppity?
That was not what I thought you were going to say.
Hoppity.
Is that okay. Your nickname?
It is. I like frogs. I'm a lover of all things having to do with frogs. So, yeah, all my friends call me Hoppity.
Okay. Well, you sound very interesting, Hoppity.
I
feel like I'd like to go on a date with you to get to know you better and learn more about frogs.
Yeah, I mean, frogs are great.
So what, I mean, why the obsession with frogs?
You know, ever since I was a kid, I've just been fascinated with them.
Okay.
There's over 600 different species. They're great pets.
Okay.
Really?
Would you like to do a second date update, or would you like to just switch this over to a frog segment?
I'm kind of intrigued.
All about frogs with Hoppity. We could add that to the program if you want.
I mean, I think I'd like to continue with the second date update, but if you guys ever want to talk about frogs...
Okay. We'll keep that in mind. So let's talk about your date then, Hoppity. What's her name?
Her name was Isabella.
Isabella. Mm-hmm. And is she a human or a frog?
Definitely not a frog. She's a human.
Okay.
Okay. And how did you meet Isabella?
A friend of mine actually introduced us. A friend of a friend, really. We went to school together, and she thought we might hit it off.
And it sounds like you did. I mean, from what Jubal said, the date went swimmingly.
Oh, I see what you did there. That's a pun, isn't it?
That's a frog joke there. Oh, no. Some frogs swim, I hear. Yeah. I don't know.
Frogs swim, yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, your email did say that everything went well and you asked for a kiss, but you never clarified if you got a kiss.
Oh, I did. I did get a kiss, actually. Okay.
And how was it? I mean, what was it like?
It was great. You know, I was a little worried that maybe she was a little over the fact that we were just talking about frogs the whole time, but...
Wait, that didn't really happen, did it? You didn't talk about frogs the whole time?
Actually, we kind of did.
Hoppity.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to bring up the frog thing too soon, because, you know, I was worried that that might, you know, put her off a little bit, and she might think I was weird or something, but... Yeah, I mean, she seemed pretty interested. So, you know, early on in the date, I pulled out my phone and I showed her some photos.
Of what?
Of my two pet frogs.
Oh, good.
Oh, sweet. You have two pet frogs. What are their names?
Okay. Their names are Lollyhops and Webster McRibbit.
Okay, that is adorable. I'm sorry.
I like Lollyhops, yeah. All right.
But the thing is if you talked about frogs the whole time, that means that you were asking her questions about herself.
Well, I mean, I don't know. She seemed pretty interested. I mean, I asked a few things about her, and I think learned a little bit, but she just kind of kept on with the conversation. I mean, she loved my pet. I mean, especially McRibbit. I mean, he's a dwarf frog.
All right.
A dwarf frog?
Hey, Hoppy,
cute.
You sound like a proud parent of these two frogs, and that's good.
That is.
But sometimes proud parents don't realize when people actually don't want to hear about it. So do you think that maybe you were just assuming that she wanted to see more pictures of Lollyhops and McRibbit?
I mean, I hope not. She seemed genuinely interested, and she even let me kiss her at the end of the night. So
yeah, that's good.
I think that was a sign that, you know, she wasn't put off by my frog passion.
Okay, can I just ask, did you make any reference to the kiss about you being a frog that turns into a prince?
I mean, it's funny you ask that. Before I kissed her, I asked her, do you want to let this slimy frog kiss a real-life princess?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, Hoppity.
You did it.
Yeah.
I did.
All right. So.
I feel like it's not the first time you've done that either.
I wouldn't tell you if I did.
Okay.
So why do you think that she's not calling you back then? If she was interested in the frogs and she kissed you and everything.
Even after
that line.
What's
the problem?
I don't know. I mean, I've been calling her all week. I've left her three voicemails. I even left her one message in a frog voice because I think girls love a guy with a sense of humor. But I don't know.
Is that your frog voice?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's my frog voice.
Ah. All right.
Wow, Hobbity. I thought it'd be more refined for some reason.
Oh, rat man. Sounds like a smoker frog, like a frog that has smoked a few packs of cigarettes. Well, here's what we're going to do, Hobbity. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Oh, my gosh. Hobbity.
Love it,
dude. Do not laugh at that, Jose.
Keep that going when we come back, okay? Hang on.